That was Cease to Grieve. Before that was Heaven's Market. And you are listening to Mass Music Weekend on WRCT Pittsburgh. From Friday at noon to Sunday at midnight, we'll be spending 60 straight hours of our favorite artists and bands, including live performances from five local bands. You can visit WRCT.org to view the full schedule for our annual music marathon. Up next, we have Concrete Plants, followed by When It's Gone. So, hope you enjoy.
Thank you. morning work.
There's a bright sign somewhere. There's a bright sign somewhere. Let's not rest until we find it. There's a bright sign somewhere. There's more joy
somewhere.
There's more joy
somewhere.
Let's not rest until we find it. There's more joy
somewhere.
And there's more peace
somewhere.
There's more peace
somewhere.
Let's not rest until we find it. There's
more peace somewhere.
There's more love
somewhere.
Let's not rest until we find it. There's more love
somewhere.
There's a
bright side somewhere. There's a bright side somewhere. Let's not rest until we find. There's a bright side somewhere. There's a bright side somewhere.
This is a production of PBRTV.com.
Bigotry and grudge. Let's get together, starting today. Hand in hand, shoulder to shoulder, find a better way. Line up, you hear me now. Hear me when I say, abide with ya.
Rise up, rise up,
rise up. Say I am a
Rastafarian soldier.
Gonna drive no jeep and tanker. Say
Rastafarian soldier.
Gonna deal with no mass murder. Hey,
Rastafarian soldier.
In a Jah army, I just love
Rastafarian soldier.
Peace and love I am on. Say. You hear now? You hear me now? Stop the fuss and stop the fight. Time for us all to unite. Things and time. Abide with Jah.
Rise up, rise up,
rise up,
rise up.
Cause I am a
Rastafarian soldier.
Gonna drive no jeep and tanker. Hey,
Rastafarian soldier.
Gonna deal with no mass murder. Oi,
Rastafarian soldier.
In a Jah army, I just love
Rastafarian soldier.
Peace and love I am a
Rastafarian soldier.
No jeep and tanker, hey.
Rastafarian soldier.
In a Jah army, I just love
Rastafarian soldier.
Peace and love I am a. Peace and love Natty J Lax. You hear me now?
Yes, I. What Africa needs today. Africa need love. Africa need unity. Africa need you. You need Africa. Lord of mercy, yes. African children, unite, unite. Ethiopian children, unite, unite. Yeah, yeah. Take your shield and buckler and stand up for yourself. African children, unite, unite. You know, season, it's been a while in the wilderness, very too long. Rome fall, yet still we out there. I say this to one and all, I be telling you. Mystery Babylon fall like a domino. Kwame and Kuma was right. Please chance we get, we gon' turn up and fight. Big continent for us to exploit. The thief left for here, but them a come back at night. Black mark of Gary children, unite, unite. Ethiopian children, unite, unite. Yeah, yeah. Take your shield and buckler and stand up for your head. African children, unite, unite. You know, Caesar, see my heart beat Africa, not because I was born there. Lost in exile, then rising these last days. I keep a picture of Africa in a wall frame. Let's get together now, how can we be all days? Check the timeline, sometimes then you go find life. Defeated man, just don't give up. Read and check the fine line. Things are it rough, we getting up, we work so hard, we try tonight. Then we shall rise up and live right. African children, unite, unite. Ethiopian children, unite, unite.
shield and buckler and stand up for yourself. African children, unite, unite. African children, unite, unite. Ethiopian children, unite, unite. Take your shield and buckler and stand up for yourself. African children, unite, unite.
Yes, little food, yo, yo. Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Stress may feel like a constant and one that may lead to heart disease and stroke, but what if we focus on what we can control and turn those stressful minutes into our me time? Sometimes just taking a deep breath can make a difference. Or going on a short walk, maybe even taking a nap to recharge. Managing your stress means managing your health, so it's important to take back your moments. This is your me time. Own it. Learn more about reducing stress at heart.org/stress.
Big ups and greetings and hello to all the massive out there that are tuned in right now. This is Dub Maddox and you're listening to One to One with Kevin Amos on WRCT Pittsburgh. And you know what I'm going to say? Don't change that dial because you know we want to make you smile.
Yeah. these clouds away. We used to jump, we used to romp, we used to tumble and stomp. Chasing girls on the subway was our favorite thing. And playing hooky from the school, and we thought we were cool. Take a dip in our day pool, 3 o'clock that afternoon. That was a time that I'll never give away. Now living my life as a man I am today. Now playing music is my thing, pure joy we upbring. I like to play, I like to sing and keep you rocking and swing. If you love it, let me know, cause we always on the go. We are the star for the show, and we always give you more. Music is my life, that's all that I have, yeah. Share it with the world, that's all that I want, oh yeah. That was a time that I'll never give away. Living my life as a man. All that I have, yeah. Sharing with the world, that's all that I want, oh yeah. There was a time when we used to laugh and play. We would run up and down as we chased those clouds away. We used to jump, we used to romp, we used to tumble and stomp. Chasing girls on the subway was my favorite thing. And clinging hooky from the school, and we thought we were cool. Take a dip in our dip pool, 3 o'clock that afternoon.
Thank you. is the magic. Toronto, Canada. Bandaden.
The magic. Rancho. Can I fly, Sasa?
Now. opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades, Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Produced and hand-selected by Brad Savage in the studios of WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Canton, Youngstown, Athens, Ohio, USA. Presented in this special global edition on the greatest independent radio stations across planet Earth on shortwave via the super-powered Radio Miami International, WRMI in Okeechobee, Florida. On Channel 292 shortwave from Rohrbach, Germany, heard across Europe and Northern Africa. And on the 500-kilowatt WBCQ The Planet in Monticello, Maine, on the Canadian border. On FM and AM via broadcast signals all across North America and planet Earth. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruisin' the Decades, Brad Savage.
Come along now for a full century in song. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades. This is episode number 104. On today's program, Daddy John Love delivers a mountain string bluegrass salute circa 1936. And Surfin' Bird creates a surf 60s sensation, not on the West Coast, but in Minnesota, of all places. A Super Bowl halftime show anthem. And a 90s UK Britpop band, Dodgy. They have the most fun song that never was officially released in the United States. Cruisin' the Decades begins over a century ago in the teens, then the 1920s, 30s, 40s, any song up to the 2010s and 2020s. So let's begin with an old wax cylinder recording that dates back to 1915. The earliest records were cylinders. They were circles, and then the needle came down and played as the circle was spinning. This is before they figured out how to press a record flat, and then you could put something on the flip side, on the B side. Well, before that, we're talking wax cylinders. This is a nice song by Helen Clark and Joseph A. Phillips from 1915. This is Daisies Won't Tell on Cruisin' the Decades.
Never tell. Daisies won't tell.
A show that parlays an obsessive lifelong collection of records and music history into a global broadcast of one song per decade. For over 100 years of popular recordings, you're hearing Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage on the best radio broadcast signals across North America and the world. AM, FM, and shortwave. This is Cruisin' the Decades.
It's a long, long story. Do you want to hear it? Say yes, 'cause I want to tell it anyhow. Now I've got a man trained to my hand, and I think I'm through hunting now. 'Cause what I'm telling you is private, and I hope it'll be kept that way. No, he's not new, 'cause I'm number two. And that is why I say he's been used, but not abused. And I choose not to lose that second-handed man of mine. Now he's kind of worn, and he's slightly torn, and still I've sworn not to loan that second handed man of mine. Ah, you talk about promotions. That baby's made the grade, and how. He used to be, you know, just my extra man. Ah, but he's on regular now. He's kind of bold, and he likes to scold. But folks, he brings salvation to my soul. I'm talking about that second-handed man of mine. This man I'm talking about is like a pipe, you know, nice and ripe. Yes, in age, and he's just the type. I'm talking about that second-handed man of mine. Now he ain't no beaut, but he's kind of cute, and he plays music, but not a flute. I'm still talking about that second-handed man of mine. Ah, this baby's all the flavors. There ain't none after him. Of course, I'm kind of fickled, 'cause I said the self-same thing when I first met Sonny Jim. Now he's not too fat, kind of tight like that. And he's just like Babe Ruth at a bat. I'm raving about that second-handed man of mine. That ought to get it.
Cruising the Decades, 100 years of music. The voice of Alberta Hunter, Secondhand Man from 1928. She has a pretty interesting story. You know, the blues and jazz world in the 20s up into the 1950s. Then she left music and became a nurse up to the late 1970s. She just left music in general. But later in her life, she was rediscovered and appreciated for her earlier music contributions and returned to singing in 1977. Well, that song is about 50 years prior to that, Secondhand Man by Alberta Hunter. On Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music. And I'm Brad Savage, picking one song per decade. Now we're going to go into the 1930s, and I'm sorry, this one is also very, very scratchy. But you have to give us a break, because the song is coming up on 90 years old now. This is Daddy John Love. This one is called Blue Days. It's from 1936. On Cruisin' the Decades.
You make me sad. You make me glad. You make me feel so blue. I wonder why I sit and cry Cause you're proving a true deal. You made the blue skies gray. You drove my sunshine away. You have broken all of your vows, but I still love you somehow. All I have left is tears. Blue days have turned into years. You are the only one today. And chase my blue days away. Why did you say when you went away that you would never return? I love you so. Oh, why did you go? If you just knew how I yearned, dear. You made the blue skies gray. You drove the sunshine away. You have broken all of your vows, but I still love you somehow. All I have left is tears. Blue days have turned to years. You are the only one today. Can't chase my blue days away.
You can hear the improvements in recording technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades, broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave.
Don't hang around with me. I said if you
This is Cruisin' the Decades, music appreciation over a century of recorded songs. One of the earliest recordings there by Dinah Washington from 1945. That's Evil Gal Blues. She ruled the R&B charts in the 40s and 50s and was really even more of a precursor to rock and roll styles than you might think. She's probably best known for more of her torch song type sound into the 50s and early 60s. But before that, she had at least 25 top 10 hits R&B between 1945 and 1955. She died very young. She was just 39 when she...
Good afternoon. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, and welcome to this week's edition of Ebony Spectrum. First up, we got Lene, and then we have more.
Florida, it's been a minute now, but once again, we on your ass. A nonprofit organization by the name of Hope and Help Center of Central Florida is under fire for discrimination, racism, and retaliatory actions against its marginalized employees. And what's wild, but not unexpected in the slightest, is that while they're out here behaving like this to said marginalized employees, the org's mission requires direct interaction with vulnerable, underserved, and marginalized populations every day. Y'all remember our lovely substitute teacher at the Eric Lewis? Well, he's the one blowing this whistle, as up until a couple weeks ago, he himself was an employee at Hope and Help until he was wrongfully terminated for simply sticking up for himself and his coworkers in the face of good old boyism. Now, Eric used to serve as the syringe exchange linkage and volunteer coordinator at an org whose mission is to end the HIV and STI epidemic in Florida through comprehensive health education prevention, testing, and treatment. In his TikTok videos chronicling the ways in which he and others were systemically ousted from the organization, Eric runs down a list of infractions ranging from unprofessional to straight up racist and discriminatory. A member of leadership who was white walked up to Eric talking about, "Where's your master?" Referring to his non-black supervisor. "I know you lying." Talking about, "Ooh, are you scared of the chain link fence?" In what world are these words coming out your mouth in the workplace? Anita Nunez, a Latinx trans woman who was basically forced to resign, was misgendered purposefully over and over again by a seasoned employee, a custodian with a 35-year tenure who knew he had to face zero consequences for his harassment. And when Anita went to HR about her mistreatment, asking for protection, HR backed the custodian by pulling out a Pope keychain. Claiming that the janitor cited religious beliefs as the reason he couldn't properly gender her. Well, I tell you. But wait, there's more. Another co-worker attended a pro-Palestine protest during her pre-approved paid time off, minding her own damn revolutionary business in plain clothes. But somehow, when she returned back to work, she received a final written notice of warning for her conduct outside of the workplace, even though she had never received any warnings for anything prior to this incident. But somehow, other people at the job had been vocal in their support for Israel in a company-wide group chat, and not only did they not face any consequences, but the executive director and HR was in there liking the messages. Now, the reason Eric was fired is because he came with receipts, screenshots, and documentation, voicing his and recently terminated employees' concerns. He sent a message about it to that same group chat, but he was kicked out. And after trying to receive support from HR and handle all this internally, Eric was terminated and treated like a threat to security and discarded. A person who cares about the work that they do, discarded from a program whose leaders are happy to turn away patients, happy to change the locks on the food pantry, and apparently got enough time on their hands to surveil the personal social media accounts of their employees and their in-house communications. And you can go watch the videos on the socials for yourself, and you should to see how you can help. But what you'll see throughout is this voice club mentality and nepotism that left Eric and his co-workers completely vulnerable to their leadership's personal loyalties, affinities, and politics. Y'all watching season 6 of Love is Blind? You seen when asked about her politics, that girl said she was a patriot. Goodness gracious. But that she felt that politics didn't belong in most conversations. Huh? She also added that she only preferred to discuss her politics with like-minded people. Y'all, we simply cannot live like that. I don't know who lied to you or wanted to make it easier for you to believe that lie, that politics are restricted to the voting booths, but no. What happened to Eric and the people at Hope and Help is a walking, talking demonstration of how personal politics bleed into every facet of the everyday lives of everyday people. And now more than ever, Eric lives in Florida. And while I've heard the Floridians are banding together communally to combat the anti-black and anti-queer assaults from the people who currently hold their political seats, wherever political corruption is the norm or maladaptive beliefs are all but ubiquitous, it becomes increasingly increasingly and increasingly more difficult for people like Eric to be protected. And unfortunately, these kinds of hostile work environments are not uncommon in nonprofits. For a sector where everybody is supposed to have the understanding that it's not about the money, the hostility is very much centered around the prospect of money, often funded by individual donations and grants from corporations and or government entities. Even for the most well-meaning nonprofit professionals, it can be difficult to focus on their mission and the people they seek to serve with integrity. Why? Because they are ultimately beholden to the values of said donors. In 2020, the nonprofit sector lost roughly 1.6 million jobs due to COVID. This meant that the need for nonprofit services increased exponentially while jobs, donations, and grant opportunities decreased dramatically. And in a lose-lose situation like that, it becomes easier to see how the survival of a nonprofit in an underserved community becomes dependent on the board and its major donors. And when big money comes into play, so too do the political allegiances and personal ideologies of the people who have it. And it doesn't stop there. The historically low salaries in the public sector stem from the fact that the only money